Let's take some of that good, alive energy and begin to channel it into this practice of metta, which I said we'll use the slightly more traditional form of offering it to a person that we can think of as our benefactor. So this category of benefactor is some person or some being in our lives who's really being kind to us in some way, offered us some kind of support, some kind of mentoring, any kind of kindness. So we use the term benefactor really to refer to anyone where, when we think of them, there's naturally a sense of warmth or openness or perhaps a slight smile. So it doesn't even have to be a human being. It could be a pet, for example, or if you have an affinity with a particular wild animal, you could think of a wild animal. In Australia, where I stay, sometimes we get wild cockatoos and kookaburras and parrots coming into the garden, and my friend feeds them, brings her a lot of delight. So any being, a small child, an animal, a human, a non-human, a public figure that inspires you, just taking a moment to think of someone who might fit this category of benefactor, someone you appreciate quite naturally. And we're going to be offering well-wishing to this being your benefactor. And one way that it can be helpful to connect with well-wishing is to begin by connecting to our own well-being, to whatever extent that's available to us right now. So even as you're sitting here, I invite you to take a moment just to scan through the body and notice any aspects of your experience that might be pleasant right now. Just small things, perhaps the warmth of your hands touching, or the softness of a scarf or a shawl around your neck, or the support of the chair beneath your sitting bones. Or perhaps a slight sense of ease and relaxation as you breathe out and the shoulders soften. So just taking a moment to really tune into the body and notice anything that feels slightly pleasant right now. If not pleasant, neutral is fine. Tuning into any sense of ease and well-being in the body. Warmth, lightness, openness, ease, well-being. And then as you stay connected to whatever sense of well-being you can find, bringing to mind now this being who is your benefactor. Remembering them in as much detail as you can. how they look, how they sound, how they behave. Specific interactions that you've had with them, and qualities that you really appreciate. Bringing to mind all the aspects of this being, your benefactor, that you feel a sense of great gratitude for. Imagining this being, your benefactor, here in the room with you tonight. Perhaps sitting directly in front of you, or to one side, or perhaps at your back, wherever feels appropriate. But seeing if you can get a felt sense of their presence here with you this evening. And as you connect with your own well-being and connect with the presence of your benefactor, beginning to wish that they too might share in your well-being and ease. Extending the wish now to your benefactor. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be free. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be free. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be free. So continuing in this way to connect with your own well-being, to extend it to your benefactor, to feel the energy of it, the energy of kindness rippling out and being offered to your benefactor. If it's helpful, you can put a hand on your heart center to connect with this energy of kindness and goodwill as you extend it out to this being, your benefactor. Continuing in this way in silence for a few more minutes. whenever you notice that you've got lost or distracted, take a moment to offer kindness to yourself. Celebrate that moment of mindfulness and simply begin again. You can bring a hand to your heart if it's helpful. Connect with your own well-being. Bring to mind the qualities of the benefactor that you appreciate and begin to wish them well. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you be free. From time to time, it's possible you may encounter some of the obstacles to metta. If this is true for you, see if you can meet whatever's showing up with some basic acceptance, perhaps even gratitude, for seeing what gets in the way of metta. Cultivating metta for whatever is not metta. Perhaps even receiving the well-wishing of your benefactor as a support. Seeing yourself as your benefactor sees you. Receiving their metta, their kindness, their wish that you be safe, that you be healthy, that you be happy, and that you be free. Continuing now to include yourself in this field of kindness, metta, and well-wishing. in whatever way feels appropriate for you. As we sit and tune into this energy of kindness, feeling it being offered out and extended to the being, our benefactor, being received by the benefactor and offered back to us. This flow of kindness being offered and received and offered back. And extending now to include the people here in the room with you this evening. Bringing to mind the faces and the presence of your co-meditators. And including them in your field of well-wishing, kindness, metta. Every being here tonight, offering and receiving kindness. Receiving this kindness from your co-meditators. Imagining it rippling out now and being offered to the all-encompassing world, to all beings everywhere. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you for your practice.